Business Matters on Highland Radio is brought to you by Local Enterprise Office Donegal. Find out more about the Energy Efficiency Grant, aimed at helping businesses to operate in a more sustainable way, by visiting localenterprise.ie/Donegal.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Business Matters here on Highland Radio with me, Chris Ashmore. Later in the programme, I'll be speaking with Brigine McDade, a director and showroom sales manager of McDade's Bathroom Plumbing Tiles in Buncrana, which is celebrating 50 years in business. But we're going to start with a look at the Northwest Future of Energy Conference, which will take place on Thursday, November the 7th at Ebrington Square in Derry. Londonderry Chamber of Commerce and Letterkenny Chamber of Commerce have recently announced details about the event. Sponsored by SSE Renewables, this annual cross-border event brings together energy suppliers, technology providers, industry buyers, investors, and indeed policy makers to share knowledge and to showcase energy innovation. And Highland Radio is a media partner. Well, significant interest is expected in relation to the conference. To find out more, I was joined in studio by Tony Forrester, Chief Executive Officer of Letterkenny Chamber, and Anne O'Doherty, Chief Executive of the Londonderry Chamber. I began by asking Anne O'Doherty to give me a brief outline of what the conference is all about.
It is the sixth year, Chris, and it obviously started off much, much smaller, so it's grown a lot over the years. I think we probably missed a couple of COVID years, but we've teamed up with the Letterkenny Chamber and Tony and her team just 2 years ago. And then we expanded it to cover cross-border and become Northwest so that it speaks for the whole region. It's one of those utilities that we all have in common, and we all need, and our businesses need to survive. So we have an interest in making sure that it is delivered efficiently, and obviously with our businesses and the cost of doing business recently has been so high and difficult. Energy efficiencies within their own businesses are really, really key. So we try to do quite a lot of things with this conference. It is to showcase the fantastic businesses that are helping with all of those things. But it's also to try to influence the policymakers to let them know what we need here and what that could be the growing need, you know, potentially as the Northwest as a region develops economically.
And Tony, we hear a lot about the infrastructural deficit that the Northwest has, and you're probably fed up talking about it. But in the area of energy and looking ahead, this is an area that the Northwest can excel in because we have great potential.
We're always hearing that, Chris, that we really do have amazing potential, particularly for renewables. Offshore is the one that's highlighted most. And, you know, we've seen the increase in wind farms even here in Donegal. But I suppose from our business point of view, energy security is so important. We can't hope to attract investors unless they are sure that energy will be there for them in the future. So this is why things like this are really important. I've been to a number of conferences, you know, just about the Western region in particular, and they say we have potential, but how do we get it onshore? How do we get it into the grid? And to go back to your first bit of, we always talk about infrastructure. The grid isn't up to capacity. Yeah, we need a huge investment in the grid to make that happen. But I suppose, and after the last few years of the conference, we shouldn't let that hold us back. Let's move forward. Let's get the work done. And I suppose let's make a region, back to our lagging or our region transition, our lagging region. Let's get that ready to accept investment from everywhere.
And it really does make sense for this conference to have that cross-border element, because we do look at this as a Northwest region.
It's really, really important. I suppose over the years we've all heard about cross-border, I'm trying to think of the word.
Interconnectors.
Yeah. And interconnectors from here, there and everywhere. But yeah, I mean, this region is codependent on each other on both sides of the border. We all know, because we live here, that the border doesn't exist for us. So energy is an asset that we both need, and we both need it to make this city region of ours work.
Now, Anna, you know, we talk about green energy and renewables, and probably wind energy power is the first one that springs to mind. But of course, there are a lot of other alternatives as well.
There are, and we will be looking at a number of those as well. We'll be looking at, and in fact, I was telling Tony earlier, I actually came this morning from visiting our local biomass power station up at Lizahalley in Derry. And they're doing fantastic work, and they have been doing since about 2010. I think they first had that idea. And they create enough energy there to power 120,000 homes and businesses. That's consistent power. So, which is slightly different from wind, because obviously we know we have great potential with wind, because we have it, such a lot of it. But sometimes it goes away, and sometimes we have quiet days, and then the grid, you know, needs to be able to have the storage and use the backup storage then. But the biomass is a consistent supply. So that's a fantastic innovation as far as I can see. And then we've got gas as well, and biomethane gas and things like that. And there's a lot of work going on, and we'll showcase that of what the gas companies are doing to convert to a renewable source as well.
So the conference itself on the day, what's the format going to be? There's going to be presentations and a number of guest speakers.
Yes, absolutely. So it starts at 9:30 in the morning, and we go through to around 3:00 in the afternoon. So it is really a full day. And last year and the last couple of years, it's been a really packed day. And we try to make it obviously interesting, and you know that there's a lot of variety and a lot of things sort of happening along the way. So we use panel. We have panel discussions interspersed with keynote speakers. And then we would also have case studies where we can find really good case studies. And we're bringing in something this year we're calling lightning talks, really just a way to get a very quick deep dive into a particular subject without it being sort of a death by PowerPoint.
And when you look at last year's conference, no doubt you got feedback from it. Did that help you sort of plan and formulate who you wanted to come for this year and how to build on that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, we would do that. We would send out a survey afterwards and see what people liked about it and what they didn't like about it. And I think they did like that whole sort of variety that we had. We also had display stands, which we will be doing again this year. So every time there's a break, a coffee break or lunch break or whatever, people get an opportunity to go around and see, you know, what's on offer, what's new, you know, what sort of new EVs there are out there, and just a lot of different products and services that the conference can't cover everything.
And no doubt, Tony, you'd be encouraging people from Donegal to go along. There's details on the respective websites of the two chambers, and you know there could be people in business who only have a small knowledge of some of these growing areas, and it could represent a new departure for some.
It could give them some ideas as to how they can actually start being a bit more energy efficient. So because it does a lot on the policy end of it, we also do some practical stuff, and particularly with lightning. Those lightning events or speaking sessions, lightning talks, sorry, they really help you to sort of focus. But we also, I suppose, we have industry professionals there. We have policymakers and business leaders. And it's important that we talk about the sort of policymakers from a local and a national level who can hear that, you know, we need things done to get us to that level. There's a big focus this year again on skills. Mm-hmm. Maybe again I say, but I mean, it's skills comes up quite regularly with some of our local suppliers, you know, who don't have enough people to do all the work they've got. So there's a lot of retrofit work going on, I think, in Donegal at the moment. And there's also all the new builds everywhere that have to be energy efficient. There's going to be skill requirements in this going forward for years and years. And we're going to try and address that at the conference this time around.
So, Anna, you know, following on from that, we need to have here in the Northwest courses, educational courses that tie in with this sector that maybe that's lacking a bit at the moment. So again, if we can tie in with the local third level institutions and provide a pathway there.
Absolutely. And we have that tie in already. We have the tertiary education cluster, who are amazing. That's the two universities, the ETB and the regional college. And they do talk a lot and compare notes. And so, yes, that green skills agenda is very much part of what they're planning. And they will be guided by this as well. And we will have them taking part in a panel session on skills in the afternoon.
And Tony, the buzzwords, sustainability, of course, in many ways it's win-win because it's going to help with the carbon targets. There's employment potential there. It's helping balance the payments, lessening the dependence on the fossil fuels. So there's good grounds to be optimistic about the prospects here.
Yeah, I think there is. I mean, I had a conversation a while back about general sustainability, not just energy. And he said it's going to be thousands of jobs in this sector as we go forward. You know, so for young people, there's definitely opportunities to look at sustainability management within companies. But it can be very small stuff, Chris. You know, it can be just people looking at how they do some very small items, what they do with their waste. So sustainability goes across every single business. And I think as a chamber, we want to embrace that. And we're seeing companies doing more and more. So I think the conference, while it's energy, is back to that. How do we get our targets met? How do we help to get the targets met? So the business community always wants to get involved. Sometimes they don't know how, and this is going to help them, hopefully, to look at that.
And then there's areas like solar, which is growing hugely, and maybe more so down further south in the country, but there's no doubt about it. We see houses now with solar panels, and we're going to see farmers with solar panels on their buildings, and indeed more businesses, no doubt, will end up with them.
There's quite a lot in town already in Letterkenny, and you probably don't see them because it's on the roof, but there's a few. You know, there's one particular hotel is mostly green energy. I think we're going to see more and more and more of this. All of us, I suppose, if you were building, you're going to be looking at the possibilities of solar or any other way you can get energy that isn't going to cost you or isn't going to use fossil fuels. And I think that's a very wide range, but we're very focused on it now. I think people in general are starting to see that there's a potential in this and actually could save them money. And saving the money is probably the bottom line for most businesses.
Yeah. And Anna, do we have the final lineup of speakers? Is everything pretty much in place for who's going to be there?
We're getting there. Yes, we have the shape of it all, and we know the topics that we want to talk about. And we've got most of the speakers in place. So we've got Mark Ennis of SSE Airtricity will be our keynote speaker. We'll have people like Connor Murphy, the Department for the Economy Minister, videoing in because he's actually away at the time, unfortunately. And we've got some amazing, really interesting case studies. We're going to cover the Foyil Port are actually going to make a presentation on what they're doing now in terms of their innovation campus, there'll be a lot of different renewables projects up there. The most recent of which, I don't know if you've heard about that, is the Atlantic Hub Data Centre, which will have a campus here as well, actually, on this side of the border. And obviously we know data centres eat up energy. But it will be the first data centre on the island of Ireland that will be completely powered by renewable energy. So that's an incredible thing. And we want to showcase that and how they're going to do it and where they're going to source all of this renewable energy. And when's that going to come up? When will it actually happen and when will we see it?
Well, much to look forward to. Now, if people want to attend the conference, how do they go about it? I take it you want people to book in advance. So what's the procedure?
Yeah, and I suppose it's fair to say that this is aimed at businesses first and foremost. So they can register on our website, and you'll have links on your website through it as well, through to it. But essentially, we're taking the registrations just to coordinate it all in one place. But you just buy a ticket, which actually will entitle you to stay the whole day, listen to all of the talks and speeches, and also get your lunch.
And it's open to both members and non-members of the respective chambers.
Absolutely.
So anybody can go. So just give us the details of your own website if people want to find out more.
www.londonderrychamber.co.uk.
And we're at letterkennychamber.com.
Yeah, kind of self-explanatory in that.
I don't think we're very hard to find, Chris.
No. So just while we have you in studio, you know, there's so much cross-border cooperation at the moment that the two chambers have probably never worked closer together. What else is coming down the track? And that's a cue for the All-Ireland Rail Review, maybe. That rail is the big thing, but I don't know if we have time for that. But Anna, what are the big topics coming up?
Well, I guess, you know, one of the most recent campaigns that we've worked on together is around the A5. And when the inquiry was being put together there last May time, we ran a joint campaign to gather signatories from our businesses to support the upgrade, which we felt strongly, and I know Letterkenny Chamber feel exactly the same, that it's the most dangerous road on this island. And quite apart from that, also economically, it's key for all of us up here in the Northwest. So we had a lot of good reasons to join together and help to influence that. And lucky to say, you know, happy to say that now that has been agreed on both sides from both governments, and it will start to go ahead. We'll see some action on that most dangerous stretch, at least fairly quickly now.
And no doubt the follow on from that, Tony, is the Manor roundabout to Lifford section, which a little bit of roadworks at the moment, but it's fair to say it's probably a couple of decades past its sell-by date, what we have.
It certainly is, and that they call that the 10T project. So we're hoping that this gives a bit of an impetus for that, because the piece they're actually doing, the A5 initially, unfortunately, from Donegal point of view, is probably good in that they're doing the Strabane to Omagh piece first, which definitely would then demand that we have that road from Lifford to Manor. And then into Letterkenny. So it's really important. That campaign, I mean, we've been talking about the A5 for a very, very, very many years. But I suppose that campaign we did last year was it was a bit more practical in terms of our businesses. Why do businesses really want a road? Well, because they need to use it for their customers. So that was really, really important. And it just shows you when you work together that you can gain more things. I'm not quite sure. You did mention railways there.
Yes.
Not quite sure we've won that one yet. No,
well, maybe further.
There will
down
be a link between Derry
and
Letterkenny, apparently, yeah, by 2050.
Yep. And just before we wrap things up, obviously, you want people to go to this conference, and, you know, if there's people listening from Derry who aren't a member of the Chamber, sell the services of the Chamber. I mean, the more people involved, the better, because
absolutely,
it is.
Absolutely, yes. No, you're absolutely right, Chris. And we are, you know, together and separately, we're doing great things, I think, to try to highlight what are the issues and lobby in our respective government, to our respective government representatives, for the infrastructure we need here, and also for the investment that we need here, and so that's one of the things that we do, but we would also support our members with events like this and a whole program of events throughout the year. Networking is a huge part of that, and we're networking. In fact, we are considering a joint networking event here locally, fairly in the imminent future. So hopefully we'll give you more details about that fairly soon. I would like to, before anybody signs off at all, would like to thank our sponsors, SSE Renewables, which for making this conference happen, actually, for us. Without their support, we really couldn't do what we're doing.
Yeah.
And we feel that it is a critical thing for this region. So,
yeah. And SSE Renewables, really, I should say, are members of both chambers, and are very keen to reach out into the community. They do a lot of community funding as well. So it is great to have them on board, and gives them visibility and helps us run the conference.
And likewise, Tony, just in terms of membership, you've had an upward trend in the last couple of years, which is very encouraging.
Yeah, we have, Chris, and it's been really, really good. You know, we're up at 310 members now. And, you know, we had been sitting sort of stagnant for a while, but it's just showing that people really want to improve the business community here. So we'll talk about everything and anything, you know, but a lot of local stuff, but also this cross-border piece that is really, really important to our businesses. And we, I suppose we always say, come and ask us what we can do for you, and we'll the door's always open.
Great. Tony Forrester, CEO of Letterkenny Chamber, and Anna Doherty, CEO of Londonderry Chamber of Commerce. Many thanks for coming into studio to join me on Business Matters this week.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chris.
Join me after the break when I'll be hearing about 50 years in business for an Inishowen-based company.
If your small business has undertaken a Green for Business, Green Start or SEAI energy audit, you're eligible to apply for an energy efficiency grant aimed at reducing the impact of enterprises on the environment. The scheme from Local Enterprise Office Donegal supports all aspects of sustainability, including water, energy and the circular economy. Continue your sustainability journey at localenterprise.ie/Donegal.
Welcome back. Well, delighted to say that I've been joined by Brigine McDade of McDade's Plumbing and Heating Merchants in Buncrana. And Brigine, this is a particularly big year for all involved. It's 50th anniversary time. There's a number of events being planned around that, and we'll touch on them later. But maybe let's just reflect firstly on the whole business. Started back in 1974.
Yes, it was founded in 1974 by our late parents, PJ and Bridget McDade. And it's been a family-run business all down through the years, which is great. PJ himself was just a natural salesman. He started off by heading off to Scotland in the 1960s and the early 70s. And then he came back home with my mum, Bridget, and the two oldest girls, and they set up in the Isle of Doe. So the business started down in the Isle at our home house, and it developed from there, and he set up here in Buncrana in 1995. And then the rest is history. As I say, it is a milestone this year. We have 50 years to celebrate.
So many changes down through the years. Things are a lot more sophisticated and elegant as well than they were back in the 70s.
Yeah, exactly. The bathroom plumbing, heating and tiling industry has seen so many changes over the years. You know, there used to be outside toilets, as you know, in a lot of homes. And then it developed, a lot of modern homes have gone from bathrooms to en-suites, back toilets and multiple bathrooms in the house, in the home. It's a vision that PJ seen, you know, that was just something that needed to be done, and he set up back then and helped all the homeowners, you know, get into their homes and provide, you know, support to the homeowner, you know, to help them get their homes set up. No, it is a great achievement, to be fair.
So from the early days, you know, you have been the go-to supplier for both the trade and a public sector. And over the years, you know, it's been important. You've built up, no doubt, a rapport with many of your customers, and customer loyalty is a significant part of a business like this, because you need to get people coming back to you, and they develop a trust with you, and also you can provide that experience and advice and customer service.
Yes, indeed. The customer care is really, really important to us all here at McDade's. Our aftercare service as well has been really excellent. And we've built up loads of relationships with all our customers and suppliers over the years. And we have a fantastic team here that is committed to giving an excellent service. We're really, really lucky that way.
And Brigine, you're also an important employer in the area. So how many people are working there now?
We have 16 employees here at McDade's.
And yes, many of them have been there for quite a while.
Oh, for sure. As I say, the business is older than myself, so I'm here 27 years. So, yeah, there's lots here for years and years, and there's lots of new ones here on board as well. So, it's a great team.
And what would you see as being the biggest change since you came on board? Is it, I suppose, the computerization and digitalization of things? I imagine stock control now is completely different. There's a lot less paperwork.
Yes, there is indeed. The paperwork has halved, as they say. It's all computers now, and the online sales, and I would say more the tile industry has changed. The size of the tiles, like years ago, were a lot smaller. Now, like they're the large format, you know, the tiles are massive. But again, that would be one of the key points I would point out, sort of as a big change, you know.
Yeah, and I suppose also the area of home heating. We hear a lot now about energy efficiency and sustainability. I mean, these were terms that you just didn't hear 20 years ago.
Exactly. The renewable side of the heating systems are expanding all the time, you know, from the air to water to the heat pumps. You still have the homes with the oil and solid fuel as well. There's loads of different outlays that people can do, you know, for the heating systems.
And you've always had to move with the times, and part of the success of the business, one suspects, is, you know, having a flow of new products, bringing things into the market that maybe haven't been there before, and you have to evolve to keep going.
Yes. Well, when we expanded up here in Cockhill and Buncrana in 95, the showroom back then had around 20 displays. Now, again, we have expanded that up to now to 40 fully fitted bathroom displays with tiles, and we also have the plumbing and heating counter here. And we offer a wide range of products.
And tell me just how things have changed in terms of online sales, because, you know, it's a relatively recent phenomenon. And no doubt you've seen a big increase of people being able to go online, go to your website, see the product that they want and put in an order, you know, something that simply was just not possible a couple of decades ago.
Exactly. Yes, indeed. The experience of online sales is really good for the customers, and they have lots of ideas before even entering the showroom with the online. So that's a really good, you know, improvement for the homeowner, you know, especially when you have a busy life at work and you come home and you're trying to set up a new home, and you need to have all that on hand now. The online sales has really, really taken off now over the last decade.
But for you as a company, you've also had to invest in that, because you need to have a very good website and one that ticks all the boxes, and people, when they go on an order, everything has to flow exactly as it says on the tin, as they say.
Oh, for sure. Yes, we have our IT guy here, Leisha. He works tirelessly hours on our online sales and getting the website up to where it's up to speed, like, so, and making it an easy process for the customer.
Now, your showroom there is in Cockhill, just on the edge of Buncrana. Tell us about your customer base. You know, how far away do you get people making inquiries and coming to you?
We cover all of Donegal and all of Ireland, so we can ship stuff all next day throughout the country. But Donegal and the Northwest and to Northern Ireland, their customers come from all over. So if there is customers living locally and living away, you know, in Dublin, Galway, wherever, they can come here and pick all their bathrooms and tiles, and we can get it shipped to them. We have a great customer base all over the country.
You're constantly liaising with suppliers and you hold events. Recently you had a warm flow breakfast morning. So again, it's this engagement with customers and with people in the trade, all working together.
Yes, we do have a great customer base, long-standing relationships with all our customers and suppliers. So it's great that the suppliers want to come here and showcase their product, you know, to let everybody see what's available and what's new and, you know, what's out there and what's coming up. We have lots of new homes being built and rebuilt. We have to give every product, you know, a showcase of that.
the outlook with so many homes being built or rebuilt, you know, the demand is certainly going to be there. So that augurs well for your side of the business going forward. And no doubt over the years, you've had a lot of staff who've been there for many years, and they also have built up a rapport with your customers.
Yes, that's for sure. We have a great team on board here, from the showroom to the trade counter to the stores to our accounts and IT section. You know, the staff has been a bonus to us. And again, it gets everybody in from all the areas that they're from as well. So, which is a nice gesture, you know. So, from all over, like, it has just been a great experience, you know, to be able to assist customers. So they're always there on hand, either on the phone, on email, or, you know, they just call in.
I note, interestingly, of late you've installed an electric vehicle charging point. So that's a really great idea, because people can charge their vehicle while they're in having a look around. So that's no doubt a positive step. Has it been well received?
It has indeed. It just gets great reports now from even from the reps, you know, travelling from Dublin on our all around. You know, it is that's the way it's going. You know, and you have to have all the equipment here available for customers and suppliers. You know, so I'm glad we've done that.
Yeah, and I was looking on your Facebook page and some absolutely stunning contemporary designs when it comes to bathrooms, and especially when it comes to sinks, and that range compared with years ago when it was pretty basic, and now there are just so many options.
Well, years ago there was lots of colours, and I can see it happening all over again. The colours are coming back into the showroom. We have, like, the taps. You have your normal chrome standard taps, but now they've gone out to the black, the brass, the bronze, the gunmetal, the wide range of brassware on taps and char valves and char doors and tile radiators is amazing. So that's just brassware. So you could imagine what the rest of the range is like, you know, from baths to freestanding baths, you know, and then your toilets. Again, we have the modern, contemporary and traditional look. Ever since I've began in the showroom, the traditional look has always been in the showroom, and it continues to be in the showroom. I don't know, is it because we live in the country? But the traditional look always stands in the showroom, you know, stands tall there. So, but again, everybody has different choices. And that's the good thing about the showroom. Once you walk in here, you get that experience of all the different types, all the different colours, and it gives the customer lots and lots of choice.
This is a big month for you. Friday, October the 25th is the big birthday celebration day, and you're having lots of events to tie in with this, and there's a chance for people to win a bathroom suite worth €2,500. Tell us about your golden ticket. What's the idea there?
We worked on the golden ticket for our 50 years, and anybody that comes and spends €50 plus over the month of October, they're entered into a free draw for a bathroom ensuite worth €2,500. And there's lots of more prizes on the day on October 25th. We have Highland Radio live broadcast here, the John Breslin Show, from 12 to 2:30. So we're starting off here at 11 o'clock that morning, and we're continuing to 4:30 that day. And we have lots of treats in store. We have the Buncrana Credit Union coming here. We have surprises for our local school next door. And it's going to be a great day's fun and celebration. You know, we hope to continue the business and carry on our parents' legacy.
Well, it's a significant event. 50 years in business is quite something. And the company, it is very active on social media. I see you've more than 6,500 followers on Facebook. So people engaging with you. And you also support the local community as well, you know, be it sponsorship or donations.
Yeah, well, marking this major milestone of the 50 years, we've always donated to all the local charities all down through the years, and we'll continue to do so. because we love to help all the local charities and, you know, around the area. On the month of September there, we donated to the Alzheimer's Association, which is close to our hearts. We've donated 2,000 in total. That was lovely to do that, you know.
So if people want to find out more, they can go to your Facebook page and give us the website address as well.
It's www.pjmcdade.com, or it's also mcdadesbathroomplumbingtiles.com, www.mcdadesbathroomplumbingtiles.com.
And that was Brigine Harkin, or Brigine McDade, as she is known by many. And well done indeed to all involved and connected with McDade's Bathroom Plumbing Tiles in Buncrana. A reminder that the 50th anniversary day of celebrations at the premises at Cockhill in Buncrana is on Friday, October the 25th. And Shawnee Crampsey will be providing the music in the afternoon. Well, that's it for this edition of Business Matters. Many thanks for listening. You can contact me by email at businessmatters@highlandradio.com. Until the next time, I hope you have a happy, healthy, and profitable week. From me, Chris Ashmore, goodbye.
Business Matters on Highland Radio is brought to you by local enterprise office Donegal. Find out more about the Energy Efficiency Grant, aimed at helping businesses to operate in a more sustainable way, by visiting localenterprise.ie/Donegal.